and with organizers of Wordstock about the book festival coming up on November 5th. But up next, we've got Air Cascadia with host Chris Andre coming right up here in a couple minutes. Hey, thanks KBOO members for your generous support. Not a current member? You can become one by going out to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Best Democracy Money Can Buy Wednesday, October 26th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater in Portland. The Best Democracy Money Can Buy is a documentary film featuring Greg Palast and Lenny Bad Penny as they look into Operation Crosscheck, analyze the data, and find some of the 7.2 million Americans whose votes are threatened this November.
This is Greg Palast, Rolling Stone investigative reporter. I go on the hunt for the big fix that could steal the 2016 election, and I hunt down the billionaires behind the scam.
Again, that's the Best Democracy Money Can Buy, Wednesday, October 26th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, October 20th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM on the air, kboo.fm on the web. Well, here at KBOO, thank you very much. All those who are members became members. Here at KBOO Air Cascadia, I have been reaching out to everyone I could think of to invite someone at either Standing Rock Camp or Red Warrior Camp to join us, or, and for that matter, any one of our friends who have just arrived at the camps or who have just returned. And today, there must be something big going on because we can't reach anybody and everybody seems to be otherwise occupied. A lot going on also in Iowa. Ed Fallon should be on tomorrow at Bold, Iowa. This is really, these are farming people who have very little time. Farming is a 24/7, never stop, no vacation type of a life. So when farmers, people in that industry, in that game, when farmers are moved to take a stand on behalf of the air, the water, the land that their lives depend on, and indeed so do all our lives for that matter, when that happens, something momentous is really underfoot, far more than something, say, perhaps a presidential debate, which really should be remarked upon. I've got plenty to say about it. I will reserve my remarks to the forum of the KBOO website, which is perhaps more appropriate arena in which to let my beasts out. That said, I did look once in a while. Most of the time, kept my eyes shut, and sometimes turn off the sound entirely. But it did seem that Miss Clinton was somewhat amused by the antics of her opponent. Her opponent's antics. Fancy that, saying he's keeping people in suspense. I'm not in suspense. I don't think that you are either. So there's not that much to say for suspense. Anyway, we've got some weather for you, though. We've got this probably will start to clear up pretty soon, the rain, which should not really. The only people you could tell of, a lot of newcomers, is the state of Oregon, who's surprised and outraged that it's raining here in October. Who'd have thunk it, right? We do have rain, and it will persist on and off. We've got today's highs in the low 60s and low to mid 60s, and overnight low 50s. So looking at tomorrow, there's a chance of clearing, and with that comes again same pattern as far as temperatures, and the same pattern as far as wind, a little bit. There's enough of a breeze to stir up the leaves in competition with the guys out there with leaf blowers who are also out there stirring up leaves along with their friend, the wind. Yet another ingenious use of fossil fuels. We're still waiting to see whether we can get someone on the line to talk to us a little bit about events at the camps. This started to become a situation where I've heard from contacts different reports about the nature quality and activities of different camps. That it's inevitable when you've got that many people and that many points of view. Solidarity is great as long as it lasts. This is a one mind venture in any case. Yet that one mind can have two different thoughts at the same time. So I have heard rather negative things said about the Red Warrior Camp from someone who probably just heard the name and took it from there, ran with it. That said, we're waiting to hear from one of the camps, from one of the people that we depend on for reports out of the Dakotas. Let's not forget, too, that this affects all of us in so many ways. If we do not manage to control ourselves and leave the oil, leave the fossil fuels in the ground is exactly where all of us are going to end up, making more, wait for it, fossil fuel. The irony is inescapable, and so is our future. So is the results of our lack of self-control. Again, like little children, they just cannot resist. They've just got to have that last cookie. And indeed, it will be the last cookie. Here in Portland, firefighters who responded to what might have been a routine call about a gas leak, right? And it happened where there's money. Good Lord, how'd that come to pass? You don't have huge gas explosions underneath the bottoms of the wealthy. That isn't right, isn't it? So the firefighters showed up, and they did probably save lives. They decided to evacuate the building. Many people in the building actually decided to evacuate their own bottoms. They pulled a fire alarm to warn the holdouts just minutes before the explosion happened yesterday around 9:30. Shoppers, well, this is probably the only thing that'll dislodge a shopper from a shop. Three firefighters, two police officers, three civilians were hurt. And that said, they're still looking good. They know there was a gas leak. They know there's gas in the air. What they're looking for actually is what popped it off. The firefighter, let's see, Northwest Natural released a timeline saying that the explosion occurred when many businesses were still closed. The utility said that the construction crew had hit a gas line, and that shortly thereafter the very obvious happened. But probably they just don't let these things like this happen in districts like Northwest 23rd. Bold, Iowa, yet another one of the contacts that we've been trying to reach. And Ed Fallon, probably the leader of this group. I say probably because as much of this is so sui generis, is self-initiated, and that's a very good thing. That's the definition of anarchy in a good way, in a good sense, in a sense that we can understand it, as opposed to a word just tossed around casually. So people in Iowa have been stirred to action, and we hear that the Department of Justice in Iowa, there's small groups of people who go around and sites along the pipeline where it passes through this land, and they chain themselves to equipment. They've been out all across the tiny sparks across a vast landscape, and making it difficult for this this extraordinarily responsible action to go through. Two of the largest oil and gas infrastructure companies want to merge. And this, we're talking about Enbridge and Spectra. The resistance to the Dakota Access Pipeline, of course, continues in a backroom deal. It's been brokered to make big oil and gas even stronger with this merger, as it does indeed affect the pipeline. Not that they need any more strength in numbers when it comes to attorneys, and strength and wherewithal when it comes to the money to ram this pipeline through. Never mind the democratic process. It is important to look behind who's behind the Dakota Access Pipeline and who would profit heavily from this terrible project. There are Enbridge, along with Phillips 66 Energy Transfer Partners, Sunoco Logistics, and Marathon, are behind the scenes of the Bakken Pipeline, and that includes the Dakota Access. They are banking on a massive payoff at the community's expense, as always, and to the tune of $1.5 billion. Enbridge has acquired the largest ownership stake in Enbridge Spectrum merger. Not only creates this mega corporation, it also increases the power of big oil and gas and emboldens them to continue to build the Dakota Access Pipeline and other pipelines in which they have taken an avid interest. This, of course, over the resistance of First Nations water protectors. And beyond this project, they're going to continue to build out other pipeline and oil and gas export projects to maximize production. If you don't think this involves us here in a verdant Emerald Cascadia, well, all this does is pour more money, more effort into the nation's largest terminal here. This gives them a great more incentive and a great more wind in their sails. Again, no pun intended. And yet, who's buying this stuff? We all know that it's killing us and killing the planet. And in China, markets seem to be drying up as economies worldwide start to slow down as far as production, as far as making more stuff to sell to one another. People aren't buying it. They just aren't buying it. It's time perhaps to consider the face of growth changing a bit. Growth might in the future look like increased quality of whatever it is we are doing or producing. The quality might well be addressed, and thus the issue of growth be addressed, which makes everybody happy in a way. And the two phrases that go hand in hand and driving this the global markets in this direction, of course, are Black Lives Matter and Leave It in the Ground. These two very, very significant ideas whose time is well past due. And that said, Leave It in the Ground is the mantra. Dakota Access Pipelines, and it is the same mantra here in Pacific Northwest. This huge merger that's taken place, it means just a whole lot more work on the part of activists here and across the country, standing shoulder to shoulder in solidarity with First Nations. We're there in the first place, and now they are leading the effort to change who and what we are in the second place. This has been Air Cascadia for Thursday, October 20th, 2016. Rock Bergeron is the engineer today. Rock tried very, very hard to get our guests on the line and was not able to. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Cassandra. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
This is Radio EcoShock with Alex Smith.
So while on the one hand, I think it's commendable if people want to see the world changed, and I think there is something within catastrophism which is, you know, genuinely something we can identify with, which is, you know, people want to see some fundamental change to society, and I think that's absolutely legitimate and fair, and I think that's actually possible, but catastrophism